Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bustin' Loose Baseball, hosted by Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer, gives you in-depth analytics and interviews on everything baseball in the nation's capital. Now, here's your host, Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer.
Bustin' Loose Baseball, episode 143. He's Toby Altizer. I'm Grant Paulson. Toby, I think you sent me a text before the game on Sunday. The text was basically a tweet that somebody had online. I don't remember who it was or what they said. But the gist was they were claiming that James Wood had not pulled a ball in the air one time since he got called up from the minors, which I don't actually think is true, although I guess if they're not counting like long foul balls or anything, if it just batted balls in play in the air, they're saying he's never flown out to right or, you know, popped out into the outfield or whatever. Okay, fine. But that changed. He hit a long home run in Philadelphia on a 3-1 pitch inside, huh?
Yeah, so it was from Foolish Baseball. They tweeted out that James Wood was called up on July 1st and had played 41 games and had 172 plate appearances, had seen 699 pitches, and hadn't pulled a fly ball in the air, not even once. And so, for the first time, according to at least what this tweet says, he pulls one in the air, and like we thought, Grant, it went a long way. And you know, for all the Nats fans that were getting worried about whatever with James Wood, I think this just shows you he's taken some time to adjust. And it's been impressive because whenever he finally does something, it's just over the top, right? Like, we waited a little bit for that first home run and it was a moonshot. We waited a while for him to finally pull the ball in the air and it was an absolute blast. Like, it's just something where he takes a little bit of time sometimes to adjust. But in the meantime, he's not a bad ball player, which, you know, I think you pointed out a couple of pods ago that with Wood, when you compare his first 40 plus games now to what some of the other guys that were in that same sort of ilk as prospects when they were up at the beginning of the year, when you compare those first 40 games to theirs, he's been better. And we've seen Jackson Merrill now get things going to a point that he would be rookie of the year if it weren't for a Paul Skeens. You got Jackson Churio playing much better in Milwaukee, and Jackson Holliday, since he's come back up, has played really well for Baltimore, and all these different guys have started to get things figured out. And James Wood never had to go through an extended horrible period. Now, he had some struggles, there's no doubt about it, but you look at his numbers overall now and he's the best hitter on the team since he's been up, essentially. So it's been really impressive to see. And I think this idea that people were getting worried that he was never going to pull the baseball, that's something that was going to come. It was clear that his approach was looking the other way, and he's got enough power that he can still hit the ball out of the yard the other way, but he didn't want to get pull happy and roll over a bunch of ground balls to the pull side and all that stuff. He was just trying to shoot the ball over the shortstop's head. And, you know, for the most part, he hadn't really gotten around on one. He finally got one today. He got around on it and went a long way at Citizens Bank Park.
Let's listen to how it sounded on the Nationals radio network.
Pitch swung on, hit a mile high to deep right center field. Way back, going, and long gone. Goodbye. There it is. Bang, zoom. The first home run pulled by James Wood of the major leagues. Over the wall in right center field. His fifth home run of the year, RBI number 28. I tell you, I've been waiting to see that happen, when he would get a hold of one and pull it. And sends it into the seats in right center field, 417 feet, 108 miles an hour. A majestic soaring fly to give the Nationals a two-run lead. It's the Nationals 6 and the Phillies 4.
Home run number 5 for James Wood, a batting average of 284, an OPS of 831. He is exceeding, as we've talked about on this pod, pretty much every other top prospect's production at this point through 42 games or 150 at-bats this year. Almost universally, those guys really struggled, and he has found a way to be statistically prolific. Look at his last seven games, he's hitting 360. Last 15 games, he's hitting 358. And he's been up for 42 games, but if you look at just his last 30 after he got his feet wet, he's hitting 300 with what is an 880 OPS. So, I mean, if you look at like the 80% of his games since he got called up, he's been an all-star, essentially, offensively. Mix in some stolen bases, although he's been thrown out half the time, but he does have six steals, so he'll have to get better on the base paths. Obviously, a high walk rate. There's a lot to like about James Wood. You know, look, I'm not worried about him pulling the ball in the air. He did it in his minor league career. If there was a long track record and someone showed me the numbers and my anecdotal evidence of having watched him a bunch, and not just in person several times, but on TV constantly in Rochester, of seeing him pull home runs and drive the baseball the way that he did, was wrong. And the fact is, he only pulled the ball four times the last 2 years or whatever. Now we've got a trend. I don't think that's what's happening. Mike Trout had a hard time pulling home runs initially. Aaron Judge, the narrative on him was he can't pull home runs. He just goes to right center. Juan Soto, early in his career, most of his home runs were to left field, if you remember, the opposite way. Like, this is a very common, normal thing. I remember it with Bryce Harper as well. I was talking to somebody recently, and they said it's hard to pull the ball like that. That's not an easy thing to basically get around a pitch that's not on the inner half, or in the case today, off the plate in, when you're sitting on a 3-1 heater. But he was, and he just annihilated it in a 1-for-3 performance. Drew two walks as well, on base three times, scored a couple of runs. So all is good as far as James Wood is concerned. At this point.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.